Welcome to Sententious, the coalescence of philosophy, theology, and science. Here is Max Andrews.
Welcome to Dialogues. Today we'll be discussing the exceptions to the Borde-Vilenkin-Guth theorem, also known as the BVG theorem. The Borde-Vilenkin-Guth theorem states that any universe which has, on average, a rate of expansion greater than 1, that system had to have a finite beginning. This would apply in multiverse scenarios as well. Now, there are 4 exceptions to the theorem. The first exception to the theorem is what's called initial contraction, which is the average rate of the Hubble expansion is less than 0. An example of this would be found in De Sitter cosmology. In mathematics and physics, De Sitter space is similar to Minkowskian spacetime. It is maximally symmetric and has constant positive curvature. Assume that a spatially infinite universe contracted down to a singularity and then bounced into its present expansion. In such a case, the universe cannot be said to be, on average, in a state of cosmic expansion, though its history since the expansion phase, even infinite, is canceled out by the contraction phase. Though this is permissible under the BVG theorem, it is not a viable or popular option. George Ellis, one of the world's leading cosmologists, has 2 objections. Quote, "The problems are related. First, initial conditions have to be set in an extremely special way at the state of the collapse phase in order that it is Robertson-Walker universe collapsing. And these conditions have to be set in an acausal way, the infinite past. It is possible, but a great deal of inexplicable fine-tuning to take place. How does the matter in widely separated, causally disconnected places at the start of the universe know how to correlate its motions and densities so that they will come together correctly in a spatially homogeneous way in the future? Secondly, if one gets that right, the collapse phase is unstable, with perturbations increasing rapidly, so only a very finely tuned collapse phase remains close to the Robertson-Walker, even if it started off so, and will be able to turn around as a whole. In general, many black holes will form locally and collapse to a singularity. So, yes, it is possible, but who focused the collapse so well that it turns around nicely? The second exception to the BVG theorem is asymptotically static. That is, the Hubble average is equivalent to 0. For example, asymptotically static universe is an emergent model class. An asymptotically static space is one in which the average expansion rate of the universe over its history is equal to 0. Since the expansion rate of the universe at infinity is 0. The problem is that we observe expansion today, and if at any moment there is expansion, then the Hubble average must be greater than 0. A possibility is that the initial Einstein static universe is created from nothing by some quantum tunneling process. Indeed, finiteness of the tunneling action requires that the universe created through instantonic tunneling be closed. It is not implausible, then, that through spontaneous quantum fluctuations, a closed universe could be created in a long-lived but transient Einstein static state, which then makes a transition to a finite lifetime De Sitter and subsequent marginally closed FRW phase along the lines as mentioned above. There's a paper written by George Ellis, J. J. Murugan and C.G. Sagas, titled The Emergent Universe, An Explicit Construction, which deals with the asymptotic universe. Quote, "Of course, an immediate question arises as to the viable mechanism that realizes the initial Einstein static universe that our model emerges from. At this point, several avenues present themselves. Among the more promising, we note two. The first of these is the observation that the Einstein static universe is one of only two asymptotic solutions of the Riemann-Riemann sector superstring cosmology field equations. The size of the positively curved Einstein universe in this picture is controlled by the level number of the Kac-Moody algebra of the conformable fields living in the compactified internal space. Indeed, this observation leads quite naturally to the tantalizing possibility of realizing an emergent-like universe within a string cosmology context. A second, equally intriguing possibility is that the initial Einstein static universe created from nothing by some quantum tunneling process, indeed, finiteness of the tunneling action requires that the universe created through instantonic tunneling be closed. The main problem with this is the exception, or the main problem with this exception is that it does not allow for an expanding or evolutionary universe. This model cannot be true. The best evidence and empirical observations indicate that the universe is not static, rather it is expanding and evolving. This might have been a great model under Newton, but not since Einstein's field equation concerning the energy momentum of the universe." The third exception to the BBG theorem is infinite cyclicity. The Hubble average is equivalent to zero. For example, the von Frampton phantom bounce. These models suggest that the universe goes through a cycle in which it grows from zero or non-zero size to a maximum and then contracts back to its starting contraction. The average expansion rate would be pure zero. Cyclic models face a thermodynamic problem. Quote, "A truly cyclic universe has a problem with entropy increase. It should have reached thermodynamic equilibrium by now." See Alex Vilenkin in a personal commentary to William Lane Craig, January 19, 2007. "Our observation of the present universe indicates that we are not at a condition of thermodynamic equilibrium, which is good because life requires non-equilibrium to exist. As one looks into the past, the size of each cycle is also thought to be decreased due to radiation effect on entropy. Eventually, the cycles are so small that one ends up with different physics, which would preclude the cycling and imply a beginning of the universe." The von Frampton bounce. "They assume that a type of dark energy pervades the universe where its equation of state, the ratio between pressure and energy density, is less than negative 1. This type of expansion is thought to lead to an event called the Big Rip. Dark energy, or phantom energy in this context, causes the acceleration in the expansion of the universe to become so great that our visible horizon shrinks over time. Eventually, this causal horizon shrinks so much that the cosmological objects of smaller and smaller size become causally unbound. Galaxies, planets, even atoms get ripped apart as the expansion rate of the universe tends towards infinity. The main problem here is that the universe splits into non-interacting patches. The universe has expanded so much at this point that nearly all of these patches are empty of matter and radiation and only contain phantom energy." The final exception to the BBG theorem, again, which states that any universe which has on average a rate expansion greater than 1, that system had to have a finite beginning. This would apply to multiverse scenarios as well. Now, again, here's the fourth exception to the theorem. Time reversal at singularity. For example, Aguirre-Grattan. Regarding BBG, the intuitive reason why De Sitter inflation cannot be past eternal is that the full De Sitter space exponential expansion is preceded by exponential contraction. Such a contracting phase is not part of a standard inflationary model, and does not appear to be consistent with the physics of inflation. If thermalized, regions were able to form all the way to past infinity in the contracting spacetime. The whole universe would have been thermalized before inflationary expansion could begin. In our analysis, we will include the possibility of such contracting phases by considering spacetimes for which the past region obeys an averaged expansion condition, by which we mean that the average expansion rate in the past is greater than zero, or equivalent to Hubble average is greater than zero. Aguirre-Grattan have proposed models to evade the BVG in which the arrow of time reverses at t equals negative infinity hypersurface. So the universe's expansion in both halves in the full De Sitter space. Thus, the BVG is avoided by a deconstruction of time. Time then flows in both directions away from the singularity. This does not seem reasonable. The Aguirre-Grattan scenario denies the evolutionary continuity of the universe, which is topologically prior to T and our universe. The other side of the De Sitter space is not our past. For the moment of that time are not earlier than T, or of the moments later than T in our universe. There's no connection or temporal relation whatsoever of the universe to that other reality. Efforts to deconstruct time thus fundamentally reject the evolutionary paradigm. The main problem is that it rejects an evolutionary universe. For more information, please see William Lane Craig and James Sinclair's The Kalam Cosmological Argument in the Blackwell Companion to Natural Theology, edited by William Lane Craig and J.P. Moreland, Oxford, UK, published by Blackwell 2009.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more on this topic, you can visit www.sententious.org.